U.S. auto sales fell last month, raising still more doubts about the auto industry's recovery. New figures out today put annual sales on track to hit just over 11 million. That's up from last year, but well short of a normal year. For Toyota, the weak economy is just part of the problem. Earlier this year, the Japanese automaker recalled millions of cars for sudden acceleration and other problems. Today, it announced a new recall of certain Lexus models, and that puts an even deeper dent in Toyota's reputation for quality. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has the story.
Hundreds of complaints about unintended acceleration are still coming in, but Toyota says the number has fallen about 35% since April. Hoping to improve its cars and its image, Toyota has hired outside experts to look at quality control and technical issues. For now, at least, most of the customers visiting the automaker's showrooms are Toyota loyalists. One of them is Adam Morris. He has a big Toyota Tundra.
I'm trying to get to a smaller vehicle.
Returning from a test drive at Michael's Toyota in suburban Seattle, he says he's not dissuaded by the recalls and other problems.
They made me think twice, but, you know, Toyota's had a pretty good track record by me, you know. I'm trying to make sure that I, you know, do them right. They've done me right, so I'm giving them the opportunity to do it again.
But repeat buyers by themselves have not been enough to keep Toyota's share of the market from slipping. The automaker, which was challenging GM for the number one spot in the U.S. market, is now number three in sales, behind Ford and GM. Nonetheless, Eric Paulson, one of the owners at Michael's Toyota, the largest Toyota dealer in the Northwest, thinks the worst is over. He's encouraged to see more non-Toyota trade-ins.
You know, if they're trading themselves out of a Honda or some other product into your Toyota, you're feeling like the confidence is coming back in Toyota.
It may be coming back, but Paulson says it will take time to repair the damage and get some people to even consider buying a Toyota.
You know, image building right now is the most important thing Toyota can do. I'm sure you've heard the commercials about they're spending $1 million an hour on R&D for safety and technology.
But skepticism about Toyota quality persists.
It's not encouraging to see that in a recent J.D. Power and Associates survey, they slipped from 7th in quality to 21st in quality over the last year.
The survey Harlan Loeb is referring to asked new car owners to rate the quality of their cars. Loeb, a crisis management expert at Edelman, a global public relations firm, says Toyota has historically gotten high marks on the survey. But for 2010, the brand was ranked well below average.
So it is very significant, to say the least, that they've slipped that dramatically.
But Toyota spokesman Mike Michaels is quick to say that the results weren't all that surprising, given that much of the survey was conducted during the height of the recalls and the negative publicity surrounding the brand. Michael says the automaker has asked outside experts to examine its cars and has taken many other steps to improve overall quality.
Our company's more committed to be transparent, more committed to our customers. We feel we've done a lot, but there's a lot more to be done, and we're not satisfied with where we are.
But as Toyota seeks to improve, its competitors are also improving, says auto industry expert John Paul McDuffie of the Wharton School.
People who came to Toyota because they were the quality leader may feel like they have other alternatives. And with the rise of Ford's quality, for example, I've wondered if there may be some latent demand from U.S. consumers for a domestic champion to go back to.
To avert that and to keep buyers from choosing other foreign makes, Toyota has been offering the best incentives in the industry. 0% financing, 2 years of free maintenance, and low-cost leasing packages. Toyota had hoped to phase out many of those incentives, but extended them. It's a new environment for Toyota. In the past, the company didn't have to offer those kinds of deals. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.